This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. Jenny Puamanuka is here. Wonderful Albert and wonderful Rod. These are our own opinions. Now, with the Amber Bell, Levi John, Celestial Man, we're identifying with the Orange Ring today. And that's why I wear this badge, because we're talking about the Ten Commandments, sovereign citizens, common law equity counselors, and the eight-pointed orange star of Melchizedek, bringing in the reign of Christ. And I've also got the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's that beautiful Ma. So let's go Ra and howl at the moon. Ra.
Ra.
You know, we've had a red moon. And this is a sign of trepidation or transformation on its way. Now, Albert, what is the symbol of the red moon? You mentioned something about the feast days before.
Well, I was only just talking about the portals of this month that are opening, and certain dates are set for those time frames. I believe the 3rd of March has just passed. What I came across through Facebook, through the information, was at 33 minutes past 3 was the special time, in the early hours in the morning, and that there's many other dates. So, yeah.
And this portal, is that going into Passover, Pentecost and Tabernacles? Well, I've been taking people into a portal, dancing on the throne of David, you know.
Yes, well everyone has their own portals based on their own understanding. It will either open or close. They've got to find
the
abracadabra for themselves, their own special word, their own understanding, and open their own portal and they'll connect up.
Yeah, and with the Ior Matua Kuri Trust, you're going back to solar system jurisdiction, because you're going back to that primeval, that darkness. Yes. And with Tane, and who is it, the Wahine there. So explain that.
Well, that's where everyone began. So yeah. we all can connect up there without persecuting each other. So that's the foundation for where we start. If you're, say, from Turkey, then yours would be Allah.
Yeah,
and it just goes right around.
I wonder what Trump says at the moment. You know, he's taking care of that
Might
evil
be Bitcoin,
regime.
I don't know. Might be Bitcoin. He's a money man.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we're all going through the portal. So I'm not mad, Jenny.
We're ascending
up through the portal.
And so, well, we're moving into the promised land time frame. So what's it about is everyone to understand themselves, their own makeup, which is their male line and their female line, because they're born from a mother and a father.
A balance.
So that's the taonga tuku iho in Māori that comes straight from the creator to yourself through creation, but it has as they would say, an energy.
Yeah.
Māori call that energy taonga tuku iho.
I want my family to acknowledge my father's side, going back to William of Orange, and what happened when there was 30-year war between the Lutherans and the Catholics in Holland, and 80-year war in Holland, and William of Orange. I'm a William of Orange lookalike, because I believe in the Orange movement with constitutional monarchy and a federal system.
You have foundations that are truth, that are founded on truth, but like everyone, we're not all pure, and we do fall away off the main road sometimes. So even our forefathers fell off the road sometimes, and it's our journey is to...
Our journey.
Our journey is to correct that and to find the areas by which our forefathers fell off that resonate through us, because we'll fall off too.
Yeah. So yeah, you wanted to say right.
Jenny likes to bring up the Epstein files, so I'll just put it into a little context of that because
they're into money and power. That's what that was all about, and gave them positions in higher authority.
I'll never look at the word beef jerky again.
Yeah, you never
beef
will.
Jerky. So, no, it's code word.
So that's where they're written, because Albert was saying there's the spirit, and he was talking about the written. You talk about the threes again. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
The power of creation to be able to move is to find the balance, the perspectives. So if you can die in the hot and you can die in the cold, you join them together, and that's the warmth, and that's where the creation, everything loves and multiplies in the creation. But your own life experiences, whether you're a male or female, the left or the right,
who we really
what you
are,
go through.
Our true identity.
So to help find the three perspectives and get back to the warmth, which is between our two eyes, we've got a right brain, left brain, but we've got Ihu, which is the breath of life, which is Ihu, Kara, Iti. I don't say Karaiti, I say, I break the word down in Māori because it's written in Māori.
Kara, Iti.
So if you know what Kara, Iti, or Kara, can be the Waka Putanga Kara, that's what they call it, the flag, the Kara.
I identify with the lion
so
all the time.
Ihu, the breath of life, and Iti, the smaller one of the creator. So, everyone has Iti. That doorway, and they can activate that themselves.
Yeah, now I'd like to ask you this question. Declare the time has come to strengthen and deepen the constitution by the adoption of a codified written constitution of Aotearoa New Zealand, which recognises that we live together as a diverse community and a proud independent nation with our own voice within the community of nations. We haven't got an entrenched quantified constitution in this country based on the Treaty of Waitangi, the Whakaputanga, and also the English Bill of Rights. How do you see the constitution?
Well, the constitution you're talking about, the one that's within your hand, every constitution has been put together by those who grabbed the pen and put their thought on their paper, and those ones who partook in it.
Yeah.
The difficulty of that is that that's their truth.
Yeah.
And to resonate that truth to someone else, now you're talking interpretation.
Yes.
So people can align to that, but as to whether the full completion of what was written, what it was entailed spiritually, mentally and physically pertaining to the writer, because the writer, if the writer's writing it from a mental perspective or a physical and not the whole three, that's where the difficulty, like the Treaty of Waitangi, the Wakaputa, any document, even in law, contractual law, interpretation of the word becomes the problem.
So you're
and
talking about kāwanatanga and tinoranga teretanga, self-determination, the right to govern. That's what you're talking about.
Well, that right to govern, those words, once again, I'm referring back to the beholder.
Oh, awesome.
I tie the kāwanatanga to Io, I tie the rangatiratanga to Io, and if I tie everything back to Io and then wait for the interpretation, I'm pretty confident where I'm going to end up.
Now, Rod, we were talking last week about solar system jurisdiction and galactic heart breathing. Breathe in. Iho matua kore. Breathe. Okay. Now, we're being endowed with rights. And you were talking about the federal system, House of Justice, orbiting around the sun, governing international boards.
Well, I'm moving on from Jenny's beef jerky comment, and I wanted to ask Albert's questions. There were 6,000 different languages 130 years ago. 3,000 of those distinct languages have been lost, and we're heading towards a single international auxiliary language. Could you just talk a little bit about that within the solar system, Albert?
You mean different languages and understanding who's saying what?
He's taking me back through the heavens to Ko Wairunga stuff. Yeah. So
you're going through a portal.
We're going through a portal. And what he's talking about, resonating to that domain.
Yeah.
So everyone is going to get the opportunity by their own free will, their own choice, their own interpretation of what they hear, see, through action, through reading, their sight, and through sound, the opportunity to discern truth.
Yeah.
When they discern truth, portals doors open, a new pathway, a new world, and a new ability to overcome whatever confrontation they have in front of them.
So what opens. You're talking about is self-determination, whakaputanga, going back to who you really are, your whakapapa. If you don't know who you are and put the connections together, you're lost.
What I'll say there is that there's people that know their whakapapa, they know the te reo better than me, well, and they're still lost.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, John Manoa erased a couple of things. He says you've got to get within yourself.
He's going to a court case.
Yep, John Manoa's not Mitchell. Here for that reason. And then and I expanded that out to the solar system.
Yeah,
so we've
yeah.
got to find our own selves within the solar system. And this is where Albert just said, kia ora, carrot, continue on.
Now, we are talking about this new move on law empowering police to criminalise street people. There's been a stabbing up in Queen Street, and City Mission and Swarbrick were standing against this government for not producing enough houses. And Jim Wheeler was there last week at the Streeties meeting that down at the night shelter. That's where your wonderful wife works. And they had a Jim Wheeler there who's multicultural. He's a liaison officer between the council and the people there. And they were saying, hold on a minute, the police don't have the right to kick people out of their particular spaces. So we're talking about the New Zealand Bill of Rights. So I was really touched by and blessed by Whare Kōrewai, because I have the whare, what you call, garment that I put on. And when you're talking about number six, you're talking about the Burgundy Spiritual Uplifter, Maori Aura Life Force Worker, assists, comforts, encourages, reassures. So that's Maori Aura. What does that word mean? The life force.
Yeah. Once again, it's important that everyone find their own understanding to the word, because the word, your interpretation is your seed, and it's important that you not to. It's good to listen to other people's understanding to what they believe in the word, but from there, if it resonates to you and it starts to kick off your curiosity, follow your heart and work towards finding it. Yeah.
Jack, in Parliament, there was a Māori party before the Maori party. So this word Māori, and that's one of the threads, so would you suggest it's to do with the Wairua, the spirit?
Definitely. So that, and there, that says, again, understanding the word Māori. I met a gentleman who said the word Māori was created by the grandson of the first, and he was trying to find through the Waikato University, other universities, where the word Māori came from, because it wasn't in the first dictionary by the original te reo interpreter. It wasn't in the second dictionary, which his son wrote, but it came up in the third dictionary of the grandson. So the grandson was part of creating that, and he wanted to know, his journey he showed me was he wanted to know, where did the grandson get that word? Why wasn't it with the father? Why wasn't it with the grandfather?
Yeah.
So the word Māori, if you check out, there was no Māori, I don't think, in the treaty. There was no Māori in the declaration.
Is that right?
The words native, aboriginal, those were the word of the time frame. But Māori today, it's all about contract law.
And I want to talk about Pākehā, the word Pākehā, because that's an interesting word. In my understanding, there were rats in New Zealand and there were fleas on those rats.
Marae.
So Māori were very familiar with the fleas. Now, when the British came off, they used to have the white sailor's pants, but it was hot. So they took their shirts off, and as they came up through the tea tree, as they came up off the shore, up into the bush, the Māori saw these white fleas going through the fur of the rats.
Now, I want freedom, justice and equality for all people. And to me, you can be a native of New Zealand even though you're a Pākehā. Now, when you're talking about whakapapa and going back to our original ancestry and everything, and different words meaning different things to different people, if we are to move as one nation, one people, we have to enshrine not only the whakaputanga but the Treaty of Waitangi into a constitution whereby we can recognise recognise the rights of not only the Maori people, but Pākehā and all people together, because we are multicultural.
Yeah, right, right, yeah. So here's my view on it, my take on it.
Yes.
You don't enshrine something that's already enshrined.
Okay.
Now
okay.
That's, fair enough. I believe that would be in the Bible. So if something's already been enshrined and it's a covenant and it's been blessed, to bless it again or to use it is actually, in tikanga Māori, a conflict in the spirit, because you're challenging the old spirit, saying it's not capable, it wasn't truthful.
Right.
And then you're creating more conflict, more. What it is to understand that those two documents are the founding document, get the order right, not the treaty.
Yep.
But the treaty is in a way for the government, because that's the husband and wife.
Yep.
That's where they, but the declaration okay. is one way.
Yeah.
So if we get the order right, the real gelling of it is the individual. So regardless of where you whakapapa to, what is most important is your lifestyle living and the choices you make of tikanga, whether they reside, and everyone had it as indigenous, and if we go back to that common element, it's the way you live, because a lot of people who have whakapapa are just like Trump.
Yeah.
And so that's my answer.
You mean they take control and bully? He's doing a wonderful job of beating up on those regime people in Iran, because they were killing 16,000 anti-government people, you know.
Motu Matahaki, Sandra Lee, win the Alliance government in 1999. So what was coming there, if you like, was the tikanga of Māori through the Motu Matahaki movement.
Ah,
and one of the things I foresee, and this
my
is
name,
following
my name
on,
is there, Haki.
Yep. Check. And is moving forward is that the world and the United Nations level, and this is where I see Trump clearing the way for what you were saying,
yes,
the New Spirit,
yes, okay.
is to allow the tikanga of Māori to be expressed globally, so that we make sure the kids eat first, that the visitors are recognised, and so there's a tikanga Māori that could be blessing the whole planet, and all Trump's doing is just clearing out the rubble of the
now,
old
Rod,
buildings.
Now, Rod, I'd like to ask you, citizens journalist reading council meetings, and that's where we've got Jenny. She's going to be going to the council and interviewing some of the councillors.
We all are
now.
Going to the council.
And they are talking about a clash with Blogger. Develop some balls, the guys were saying, to this particular Gary Meatley left the council meeting after what was described as unruly behaviour. So we have a right to film all the council meetings.
Yeah, I grew up down in South Waikato. When I say grew up, 20 years down there. Now, I'm not saying that I was part of Gary Petley being the first Māori mayor in New Zealand being elected, but I believe when I put to remove the Justice of the Peace status of Jenny Shattuck and Neil Sinclair through the 1957 Justice of the Peace Act, they had to step down. The Governor General, in a sense, gave them some awards to step down, and Gary stepped into it. Now, because 5,000 Cook Island Māori live in 14,000 of Tokoroa, when Gary ran for mayor the second time, he got elected by an extra 100 votes than the other person. So Gary is a real champion. He's ahead. He's a gold winner. He's out there, and he's getting so many arrows. We need to give him some support.
Yeah, but you're talking about keeping them accountable. Now, the EOI water services charge is going to be $500 a year per household. So I always think that, according to them bringing in new meters and so forth, according to the Maori people, water's not for sale, but they want to charge $500 a house. What do you think of that? They're charging $500.
Well, if I go back to Te Amohia's land, 30 years, not paying rates, all the court cases, and challenging law itself with the Declaration of He Waka Putanga flag flying on
you
there.
You don't pay rates.
Haven't paid rates. And even though she went to the court and the judge, and there was a section in there, people didn't know because they didn't challenge, they rely on lawyers, but there was a section in there where you didn't have to pay rates. And so she applied that section, and when the, she put it in front of the judge, and the, I think it was section 62 at the time, and the judge says, everybody's got to pay rates. Well, he was only just a district court judge, and we knew that, okay, mate, you think you're higher than the law, we'll just go to the High Court. The only problem with that is that you needed an you needed the evidence. Now, what do you do when the judge won't give it and the courts won't give the transcript, but they just send out their orders?
You're such a radical, Albert. You're so, challenging judges. I see you in court as a whakaputanga representative and self-representing. I've always known you for this. This is awesome.
But then we have the Supreme Court in New Zealand, which no longer has the Privy Council. So these are part of the things that I heard Albert talk about. Rather than enshrine things of the past, it's about us creating new things to enshrine.
Now, I wanted to ask you, Rod, council tasked to find why report was buried. Council needs to explain why report was buried. Of 1,248 contracts, 25% had gone through a tender process. There was a lack of leadership and lack of robust internal audit processing. Well, they got away with stealing all this money.
Jack, I say things on this radio station, then I have to go and back them up in real life afterwards. No, I don't apologise. I went and wrote for a forensic audit of the whole council going back seven CEOs. So I say on this station, I end up going out there and putting that to them. So at the moment, that's what's sitting on their inbox, is a forensic audit over seven CEOs, because we've got to claw back the $1.22 billion Hamilton Kirikirito is in debt.
Wow.
Right. That's the truth. That's the power of the truth. It's eternal. It's eternal, Jack. Everyone will be held accountable, it says. Everyone.
Te karaiti. How does that word
pronounce? Te karaiti.
Te karaiti.
Yeah, pronounced awesome. Differently from Jesus Karaiti.
Now, I'd like to bring up the purple-hearted Fathers for Justice movement. Men are disengaging from relationships because of gender inequalities. Solutions. He's saying here, and this is Steve Evans. I still talk to Steve, you know. I try to remain neutral in any battles that are going on. But he reckons that solutions would be remove GST off food, balance immigration policies, support lower income with energy costs, because we could reduce the cost of electricity, educate with skills training, and this is for people who are out of work, and reform the family court. I talked about law reform advocacy. And Jenny, I'm going to a community meeting straight after this. You should come with me.
Yeah.
Waimarie.
So
foster healthy alternative family structures. So when it comes to defending the right to your own children and men's rights, what do you think on that one?
I always look for the truth.
Yeah.
When you defend, you can't defend anything if it's a lie.
Yep.
So basically,
that's
people
good.
Present the information, and generally it's interpreted. So they interpret it under the law. So when it comes to law, I look for the truth even in that law. And if you know that law legitimacy constitutionally, and you know that there's a flaw or an anomaly within that legal process, then they fear you. Because once you identify specifically where that anomaly is in their law, every law created after that is null and void.
Now, I remember a Maori who was representing to his own child, and he talked about Maori bloodline rights. So that was awesome, you know, representing himself. But I would ask the question is, would we allow transvestites in women's toilets?
Transgender.
People. Jenny?
Jack, I think we should bring GST back to 1% just to clarify.
Well, it depends. It depends if they're a real trans person or there's some creep who likes to cross-dress.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So you would allow them into women's toilets?
I think if they have had a card.
Jenny, what's
I'm a real trans person. Jenny, I'm
quite happy as a male. I'll say this, I'll put this on record, Jack. I'm quite happy to have people dressing up and coming into the men's toilets. They'll be quite safe in there. But I do believe that the females' toilets needs to be for little girls and women.
Yeah.
So this is an answer to what National is doing, going right wing. And also the answer to the family alienation, kicking men out of families. This is by Steve Evans. Removing GST on food, balancing immigration policies, support low income and energy costs. These are basic law labour policies that we actually need, because I believe we should make voting compulsory and everyone should participate in their futures. Educate with skills training. What do you think of that, Rod? What do you think of that?
Well, my dad was on Jeffrey Douglas Young, and he said you educate kids at school and then they obviously go on to work and then they learn about life. Simple as that.
And I said to the teacher, teach my boy civics, and they said they're starting to teach it, but we have to teach all the young people to participate in their destinies. It's like you said before, Albert.
Yeah, well,
know
morals.
Your fucker papa. No self-determination. Yeah. Know who you really are, not the current system, which is all right-wing, and then we're all kicked out.
Well, they need to be taught their morals and how to apply. You can teach education, but it's the how part that is missing within the education system. It's like you can learn about 1 + 1 = 2, and if that's all you know, then you'll never know that 1 + 1 = 3, because science proves negative positive equals static. So, you know, it's all about the how, the perspectives, when you're teaching any information.
So some people are saying that Trump is being a little bit outlandish by going into Iran and firing missiles in there and everything. But they killed anti-government protesters, didn't they? 16,000 of them.
No, it was over 30,000, could be as much as 40 in 3 days of their own citizens.
Yeah, so you get a Muslim regime that wants to commit suicide, what do they call it, blow up other people and this sort of thing.
And one of the exiles from there said, look, there's 100 dead children from a girls' school or 12 years old and around that age. But where were you when 40,000 were mowed down in the protest? And that's one of the beautiful things we have in the English common law, is we're allowed to protest. And one of the things of the streeties, if they are going to get moved, they just say, oh, excuse me, I'm just protesting the rates here outside this shop. And they will have a defence in the New Zealand Bill of Rights.
What about Trumpty Dumpty? How do you feel about that name?
Just on the Israel thing.
Yeah.
Once again, if you go back to the spiritual side of where it starts, they're still living under an eye for an eye. So that's where it doesn't matter who, thou shalt not kill. So you can't validate or justify the reason for the action. You either live by it, believe in it, or you don't. So they're caught in the ancient. They haven't adopted the Jesus forgive.
But what about Hitler, like killing off 6 million Jews? Well, don't they have the right to defend themselves?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the right to defend. I'm talking about what you're creating, promoting after the fact.
Yeah, thou shalt not kill. Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Before you went on air, Albert talked about the Ten Commandments. Now, one of the things is the eye for an eye is actually a moderation thing. It's to stop an eye for 1,000 eyes. An eye for an eye was to keep it one-to-one. So don't think it is an eye for an eye. It's a stop over the top.
So when you're a William of Orange sheriff, you're holding a people accountable. You're using the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill.
What we do have to...
Yeah.
Trump's put out an edict to say, give up today if you're part of the team. Otherwise, this thermonuclear weapon's going to rip right through Iran.
So it's been awesome listening to you, Albert. I hope
all
you come
us,
back.
All of us.
I want you back next week.
On earth as it is in heaven. So we all met spiritually and we manifested here by making the choice and being here today.
Yeah, and you're talking about Eeyore Matua Kori. You're talking about Kawanatanga. You're talking about people knowing their own whakapapa, who they really are. And you're talking about Tane and the Wahine and us all working in together for Eeyore Matua Kori.
How do we catch up with you? Do we drop some packet of biscuits off for the streeties to your wife down at the night shelter?
Yeah, I'll be going down there later, the Whare Kurawai people, because I've got the Kurawai garment that I wear quite often at times. Okay, so thank you for listening to us today. It's been awesome having you, Albert. I hope you come back next week. We need to hear more of this court award. This is awesome. As a sovereign, you're justifying what they're doing.
Next time we'll talk more about Iao Matua Kore Māori Incorporation and how it's applying the law.
That's what we're going to talk about next week.
And next time I will do a role play. I'll be the judge and we'll do a little courtroom experience about how we get standing.
Okay.
Hope I'm free and not in court.
For another week. Yes, let's be agents of law change. Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.